will save the world. That quote from Dostoevsky fronts the website for Open Window Theater, a professional multi-generational theater in the Twin Cities dedicated to telling redemptive stories of faith, hope, and reconciliation. Joining us to talk about the theater and their current and upcoming offerings is the co-founder and executive artistic director of Open Window Theater, Jeremy Stanbury. Jeremy, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much. It's great to be on with you.
Yeah, always good to talk with you. So last time we checked in with you, it was March of 2020, right after the world shut down. How have things looked for Open Window Theater since then?
Well, you know, we've just been pressing forward in faith, and, you know, we've been doing, well, a play about Pope St. John Paul II during this COVID season. It's been one of the great silver linings of this season for us. We opened the show on his feast day, October 22nd. We were the only theater in the Twin Cities, maybe the country, maybe even the world, that was producing anything at that time. And with all the restrictions in place, but, you know, we decided to press forward in faith and do that show because we felt like his story, his life had so much to offer us right now. Mm-hmm. And it's been a huge blessing. We've been performing it ever since then, you know, around holiday lockdowns and such. And, you know, and here we are. We have one more weekend left. We're going to close it on the anniversary of his birth, the 101st anniversary of his birth on May 18th. And that's been a real joy.
Wow, that's great. And now I may be wrong about this, but you actually wrote this play, did you not, Jeremy?
Correct, yeah. It was actually, so this is a rewrite to the one that we're doing right now from a one-man show that I had written about the young John Paul's life growing up in Nazi-occupied Poland. That one-man show I had toured with, you know, professionally from 2003 to 2011 when we started Open Window Theater. My touring plays kind of got phased out at that point. We had a desire to bring that one back especially, but rewrite it, you know, as a more conventional stage play at some point. And lo and behold, it was you know, the global pandemic, this COVID season, that led to the rewrite of this show, and it's been tremendous. The response to it has been unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, the play is called Lolek. Now, tell us about, for those who might not know, what is Lolek?
Well, Lolek was his nickname. So that was Pope John Paul II's nickname as a young man growing up, and it was just kind of a, you know, diminutive of his birth name, so it takes you kind of a few steps to get there. But our Polish dialect coach for this show kind of led us through how Karol, you know, his birth name, how that could have turned into Lolek, but that was his nickname. And so, yeah, I mean, the play is just about these very formative years in his life during the war, during wartime Poland, and all the experiences and influences that helped form and shape him to be, you know, this great spiritual giant, you know, and how he could come out of one of the darkest times in human history with such radiant faith, hope, and love, and be able to transform the world with that, you know, is something that we can all really learn from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And is that what, I mean, obviously, as you've said, there's some immediate application nowadays, especially during as the pandemic continues on. But is that what led you initially? Is that what inspired you to write this play, to offer it to audiences when you wrote it?
Yeah, for sure. It, you know, right now, I mean, you know, back when I wrote it in 2003, you know, he was still alive, and I was just so inspired by his young life and his involvement in the underground theater and all that, that I thought this just needs to be a play. You know, this is just such an inspiring story. And but then right now, the rewrite of it certainly was influenced by this COVID year, right, and all the difficulties and challenges that we were all going through, and then all the contentiousness and division around the elections. And I mean, we're just in such a heightened moment in our nation and in the world, and so many divisions and so much fear, you know, people are living under with regards to all kinds of things, that I thought, you know, his story can speak into this darkness right now. His story can really speak to our times in a powerful way. And you know, and it lends itself to it's a 3-person cast. My wife and I perform in it with one other actor who's a friend of ours, and we were able to do it as kind of a small budget small cast show, and yet it just turned out phenomenally.
Hmm. Well, give us some insight specifically. I mean, obviously, when you encounter it on the stage, that's quite a bit different than you just kind of telling us about his early life. Nonetheless, if I could, I'll ask you to give us some of the either the events or some of the awakenings that St. John Paul II had, the young Karl, the young Lolek had in his life, that served to form him into the man of Christ that he became.
Yeah. Well, you know, mercy is something that has so marked and shaped his life. He was really the mercy pope, right? He's the one that kind of brought the divine mercy message to the world and believed so powerfully in that, you know, and I think that was, you know, kind of coupled with it, that kind of drove his mantra as pope of be not afraid. You know, of course, that's a command that Christ gives us multiple times in the Gospels, you know, to be not afraid, that, you know, you will have trouble in the world. Like, that's your reality, you know. You will meet with trouble in the world, but do not be afraid, because I have overcome the world. I have conquered the world. And it's so important for us to remember that. And Karl Wojtyła, John Paul II, just internalized that message so profoundly, and it was through his